Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Oh, it's so nice to be with you. Hey, welcome back to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. It's your host, Sam Crowley, founder of the world famous EveryDayIsSaturday.com, the number one motivational podcast on the planet. If you're not on our mailing list, have you lost your mind? Get on over to EveryDayIsSaturday.com, put your name and email in. We got big things going on this month. When I say big, I mean big. Yours truly jumping into another biz op, but I'm not going to talk about that now, and I'm not here to convert anybody, so please don't be like, oh, I just listened to this guy's podcast for the first time, and now he's going to be selling me on a biz op. No, I'm just saying, man, I got a lot of things going on this month, man. Stay close to the movement. Stay close to the movement. Every day is Saturday, and it's going to be for you, too. So, what a weekend. What an amazing weekend. I told you yesterday how much I hate this weekend. This show, by the way, dedicated to my late mother, Catherine Crowley, who passed away 17 years ago today. A tough day, but like I said, I keep myself distracted. Had an amazing, amazing experience last night in Louisville, Kentucky. Talked to you about that. Also going to talk to you today about a decision that was made. And I was reading Facebook today, and it was 7-7-07, July 7th, 2007, that brought me back to that date as well, what happened then. So we got a lot jam-packed. So first of all, let me just get this out of the way. Amazing concert. New Edition, my favorite group of all time, Bobby Brown, Ralph, Johnny, Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, all those guys. It was amazing, man. It was just a good time. I posted on my Facebook wall that I should probably actually even read it. Geez, you know what I should have done? I should have had my Facebook page actually open because I was talking about music, you know? Music just takes you back to a time, you know, a period of time. Like a song takes you back in time. You know what I'm talking about? And I'm going to read this for you. So bear with me. I got my Facebook page right here. I wrote, I had an amazing time tonight. I was typing this at like midnight last night. Music is a total constant. That's why we have such a strong, visceral connection to it. Music can take you back instantly to a moment or a place. No matter what else has changed in your world, that one song stays the same. Just like that moment in time. And let me tell you, man, that was awesome. Powerful, powerful night for me last night. I'm a huge fan, but I don't know who your favorite group is, but when you hear their favorite song or their favorite album from back in the day, and I say album, please, you people that were born in like the 90s, what's an album? Please, Google it. You wonder what an album is, you're really going to wonder what these things called 8-tracks used to be as well, or cassette tapes. You ever have your own mix your own cassette tape, you know, tape it off the radio, and you got your own, like I had Sam's mix, you know, had everything from like John Cougar Mellencamp to Dougie Fresh on it, man. My musical, by the way, Dougie Fresh was there last night too. It was SWV, Dougie Fresh, and New Edition closed it out. And it was just an amazing night, man. I used to make my own mixtapes at home. A lot of New Edition on there, too. But just crazy, off the charts. I'd have, like, Frank Sinatra, Whitney Houston, The Beatles, Rap, Sugar Hill Gang, Belle Biv DeVoe into the 90s. I mean, it was just crazy, man, all over the place. I guess I have a very diverse music. You know what I've never listened to? And I think I might, but I feel like I'm getting old, is classical. Like, classical music, you know, the instruments. Tchaikovsky. Is that even called classical music? Beethoven? That's right. I'm saying that right, right? I don't even know. I think I am, but I've never listened to that kind of music, and I think maybe I'd be smarter. I think I might play that in the background while I'm writing my blog, and if you know what? It'd make me smarter just listening to that music while I blog. So I think I'm going to do that. Or when I'm doing anything cerebral, I'm going to have Beethoven playing in the back. We're way off the reservation, as we always are on this show, but I wanted to just take you back to a moment in time last night. These two ladies, it was hilarious. I was fifth row on the floor from the stage, and I went up to the concession area, went to use the restroom real quick, and these ladies stopped me. One was an African-American lady, other one was Caucasian, and they were loving it, living it up, man, having a time of their life. And they said, "What's your name?" And I said, "Sam." "Why?" And they go, "We love you. We've been watching you dance all night. You're our favorite person in the whole building. My God, we're watching you more than we're watching the concert." I was like, "Oh, is that right? Huh." My wife would be mildly amused by that, and heavily embarrassed, by the way, at the same time. It was an awesome time. So anyway, I got back from Louisville. I'm in Cincinnati, back home. Got a webinar tonight with a world-famous Zach Crawford, part of our six-figure Saturday coaching. And also, July 7th, 2007, I saw Tom Beal, buddy of mine, Tom Beal, posted on Facebook today. Do you remember 7707 when we launched the seven-figure code? And I do remember that, but what the seven-figure code was, it was a product that Tom and Mike Filsaime put out back in 2007. Mike hosted a live event. Mike Filsaime, he's a pretty famous internet marketer if you've never heard of him, but Mike hosted a live event in Long Island back in February of 2007. It's actually just a couple months before I quit my job. And it was $5,000 to go to the event, and it was in Long Island. I drove from Cincinnati. I stopped at State College, Pennsylvania, stayed at my buddy Mike's house at Penn State there. And went out, had a great time, actually, that night. And then I continued on to Long Island, stayed at my sister's house in the city. She lives in Manhattan. And I went to the event. It was a three-day event. Didn't have the money. Didn't have $5,000 to go to a live event. But something just pulled me to the event. Like, I needed to be there for whatever reason, whether it be what I was going to learn, networking opportunities, meeting other people. I kind of wanted to be. You know what it was, I think? I wanted to be where the action was. Like, there was this big event, a lot of talk going on the Warrior Forum and other places online that, you know, you got to get the Mike Filsaime event, blah, blah, blah. So I did. You know, I didn't have the time either. I mean, I had a job. I was still in my job. This was February 2007, a couple months before I quit the second time for good. So I had a job, didn't have money, didn't have credit. I mean, keep in mind, I just filed bankruptcy 18 months prior. So I had all the reasons not to go. You know, I just, you could pick one out of 10 reasons I did not, just for not going to that event. But I felt I had to go. Craziest damn thing. So I paid the money, came up with it, just saved it, begged, borrowed, stole, you know, whatever, put it under my mattress, just came up with $5,000. I'm not even sure how I came up with $5,000, but I think I had a couple big months at work, and I just kept the money instead of like paying credit cards, or I didn't have credit cards, so paying like literally like the utility bills and things like that. I just paid for this event. I look back when I was going through those times, man, those tough times. I mean, tough financial times. I never stopped investing in myself. I just never did. I always thought I'll go without food before I'll go without knowledge, or, you know, and I'm not trying to be a martyr by any stretch, but I said, hey, I'm not going out to any restaurants. I'm pack my lunch. I'll brown bag it, but I'm going to buy this internet marketing course, or I'm going to go to this boot camp. And I remember going to a motivational boot camp just to get myself fired up, just to get excited. Paid a guy $1,000 to get me excited. Isn't that crazy? Like, you'd think you'd be able to. It's like hiring a personal trainer. You know how to do sit-ups. You know how to do push-ups. But you pay somebody $50 an hour to sit there and say, hey, give me 10 push-ups. Oh, okay, here's your $100, you know? And we all need that. For whatever reason, we all need it. I mean, you know, we're human beings. Some people need it for exercise and diet. Some people need it for motivation, personal development. That's why Tony Robbins sells out his events. You know, a lot of people are looking for that. So I was looking and searching. Didn't have the money, didn't have the time, but I made it to Long Island. And I guess you could say, I mean, life-changing? Yeah, I think so, because I went to the event. It was great. You know, Mike presented and talked about how he, you know, built his business. Mike used to be a used car salesman or a used car sales manager. He worked in a car dealership. I know that much. And he quit. Same thing, like all of us. You know, he decided, I'm going for my dream and build a multi-million dollar internet empire out there. And Tom Beal was there. Tom was Mike's operation manager, I believe, at the time. And a couple of great guys, very nice to me, very cordial, ran a great event. And I also met a lot of people that I'm still friends with online. You know, people from all over the world. There's people there from Thailand, Australia, Canada, U.S., all over the place. And somehow, like a couple months later, I got an email from a guy named Scott Patton. And it was about his new book, his e-book that he was selling for $97 called Podcasting Unleashed. And I didn't even think about how I would have ever ended up on Scott's email list because I never heard of him. So it's not like I found him on the internet and put my name and email into his, you know, website to get marketing. I think somehow, and I called him a spammy marketer, but I'm sure it was legit. Maybe he did a co-reg with Mike. Maybe Mike gave him the lead to people who went there and email. I don't care. It didn't matter to me. I was just happy. I was a sponge. So I was soaking up any and all marketing from people. You know what I'm talking about? So, hey, you want to send me an email and educate me a little bit on internet marketing? I was all ears. And if I wanted to buy your product, I'd buy it. So I bought Scott's product for $97 called Podcasting Unleashed. And it was an ebook to teach you how to get going with podcasting. And that's how I started, you know? Now, this was 2007. I had fiddle-faddled around with podcasting and uploading it to the internet and things like that prior to, but never really put the turbochargers underneath it until I opened Scott's email and found out more about it, you know? And from there, I hired Scott to, I was like, hey, this is great. Thanks for your ebook. I need a coach. That's what I said. I replied to his email. I need a coach. I need somebody. I want to do a product launch. Now, this is unfortunately, you know, I told you how I spent $25,000 for making $17. This was it. This was the summer of 2007. I've talked about this a number of times where I hired Scott, which is money well spent. You know, I hired him to coach me. It was like $500 for two sessions or something like that. I've probably had four sessions or so with him. And then I paid him $3,000 to write a sales page for me, a squeeze page for me, and things like that just to get my product up and running. I was using Mike Filsaime's Butterfly Marketing, you know, all that stuff for upsells, cross-sells, downsells. Let me tell you something. I had everything in motion for a $1 million launch. Problem is, when I finally launched my product, I was going to have a community and memberships and all that stuff. One person bought for $17, and I think they canceled after the first month. So with all that being said, I would caution you right now, you need to invest in yourself. Like I said, I never stopped investing in myself. I went without a lot of other things before I went without the knowledge or the mentorship. But you got to be careful also. You know, invest in yourself always, but learn from my mistake that if you're thinking you're going to have a $1 million launch, take a step back, you know, make sure you got everything there. Make sure you have an audience. I didn't know what I didn't know. You know, you should always have a mentor and a coach to run stuff by to say, hey, should I drop $20,000 on building out a great platform with a sales page, a funnel, merchant accounts, and all that stuff before I even have one client? Coach would probably say, why don't you take a step back from there, son? But that event in February turned into then Mike and his gang took they filmed the entire event that was in February, the one I told you I went to. And they filmed the entire event, and they sold it as a CD course called The 7-Figure Code. And they launched it on 7-7-2007, July 7, 2007. And great marketing tool. I mean, great, great marketing angle. You know, we're going to sell the 7-Figure Code on the 7th month and the 7th day of the 7th year of the new millennium. It was perfect, 7-7-0-7. 7-figure code. I mean, it all just worked out. 7 straight across. Just imagine, you know, the slot machines. And so what they did, they repurposed the content. It was a really great marketing tool. Not only did they make money by selling tickets to the event, but they were filming the event, and then they took the videos and resold them, and I'm sure it was a $1 million launch. I mean, everybody and their brother was promoting it back in 2007, the video portion. They had upsells with it as well. But it was a really great marketing angle. So just think about that. You know, everybody, I know a lot of people get jealous of the big guru marketers and they don't like how much they, you know, spam their inbox and market this and market that. But you really can learn a lot, you know. Mike and Tom and the gang, they had to put out a good amount of money just to have the event. I mean, it's not cheap to host a hotel function and bring people in and have an event and all that stuff, you know. So they're out that amount of money. I'm sure the tickets paid and helped ease the pain a little bit there. But then you got to produce all the DVDs. You know, you got to hire a film crew for three straight days and all of that stuff. And then you got to produce the content and all that. So there's risk involved with being an entrepreneur. The risk never goes away. There's always going to be risk. People aren't going to buy your product or people aren't going to show up at your event and things like that. But as you become a little bit more experienced, you learn how to mitigate the risk. And then the only way you learn how to mitigate risk as an entrepreneur is to actually go get experience and go fail. You know, hurry up and get that out of the way and quit trying to put all the pressure on yourself that, you know, you got to have people show up to your event. You got to have people buy your product. You can't create a product, you know, because nobody's going to buy it. You got to keep going and keep failing because let me tell you, you may try 100 times and you're going to fall on your face. That 101st time, that could be it. That could be when you catch lightning in a bottle. You know, it's happened for me. You know, it's been many, many times I've outlaid a tremendous amount of money. Heck, my product launch I told you about in 2009, many times I talk about on my podcast, see, 6 days of Saturday. That's 5 years ago. I spent another thing. I mean, I bought brand new computers. I was working on this crappy, you know, Sony thing with Internet Explorer 7 on it or something like that and Microsoft XP and all this crazy stuff. I went and bought a MacBook and I went and bought an iMac at the Mac store, hired a copywriter, paid him 10 grand or so to come on board and write copy for the product. And here, and you know what you're probably thinking, Sam, didn't you learn your lesson that you spent all this money in 2007. This was just 2 years later. I've probably spent another $40,000, $50,000. I don't know where I got the money, man. I'm still trying. I don't even know. But I've probably spent another $40,000 or $50,000. Had to pay $10,000 just to have the CDs created because I had mailed CDs to everybody once they bought. But the thing that was different in this case is I had some experience. So I knew what not to do. And I also knew to rally some affiliates together too. And I knew not to go blow $10,000 on CDs to have them produced until I actually had a number of affiliates that I knew could promote for me. And I might have bought 100 CDs here, 100 CDs there, and gradually mailed them out to people as they bought. And my list was growing, and my name was getting out there a little bit in the community, so I had a better feeling. But the only way I ever got that was through experience. And I think back to that time in February of 2006 when I went to that live event, and I spent $5,000 to go to the event. And I remember driving back from Long Island to Cincinnati, which, by the way, is a tremendously long drive. Long Island is out there, all right? It's an island, okay? It's not like you're right in the heart of Manhattan. It's tough getting out of there Sunday at 5 o'clock, you know? And I remember leaving as a huge snowstorm. I was driving through Newark, New Jersey, by the Newark airport, and I'm trying to get back just to get out of New York City. The city, I think, shut down. Like New York City shut down. This was February 2006, towards the end, I think, of February, and just a massive snowstorm. I barely escaped because I remember seeing on the internet people in forums that were at the event and stuff saying they all got snowed in, they couldn't leave, flights were canceled. So I barely made it out there. And as I got through, I was driving through central Pennsylvania, through Hershey, PA, and all of that on the Turnpike, the Pennsylvania Turnpike. I remember thinking back, boy, I better do something. I better get going because I just spent a lot of money. I spent 3 days. I mean, it's hotel, it's food, it's all that stuff. Well, I stayed with my sister, so the hotel wasn't part, but it was food and, you know, just money. Money just, you know, you just spend money. And I remember saying, I better do something with this information because if I don't, I'm the biggest idiot on the planet. So what I did is I came back and I quit my job just a month later in April, very beginning of April. I think it was like April 1st or 2nd. I quit. And for good. Didn't leave on the best terms, okay? Not even close. So I was done. I had all this knowledge. I made some connections at the event. But now it was on me to take that information and actually try to implement just any of it. I'm not even saying all of it, just any of it, you know? And that's what we got to do. That was a life-changing moment. I'm glad I saw Tom's post today on Facebook because it took me back to that time in 2007 where I was at a crossroads. I really had to do something. And I said, hey, this stuff's getting old, man. This stuff of, you know, buying all these products on the internet, it's getting old, okay? I got to actually go do something, and it starts right now when I get back home. So I stayed overnight someplace in Ohio, you know, central Ohio, maybe by Wheeling, West Virginia or something, and I came home the next day, and I said to my wife, I said, Angie, we got to make this happen, man. I'm putting a plan together, and I'm going to make every day Saturday. I'm just going to keep going. I got this knowledge. I'm fired up. I just want to be around successful people, you know, other people who got it, who didn't want to have to cash a paycheck, who didn't want to have a boss, who didn't like taking orders. I needed to be around those people, and boy, did that weekend help. So the message today, there's got to be a life-changing decision coming up for you. Maybe it's today. Maybe this message hits you the right way. Maybe it's this week, this month. But at some point in time, you got to say, hey, this stuff's got to stop, all right? This stuff about buying all this stuff and never implementing it and having a great library full of information. You look, knowledge is power, kind of, but knowledge without action ain't anything. Knowledge combined with decisive, powerful action, now that's power. So go get you some power today. It's Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday podcast. Make sure you hit me up on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Everyday is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Everyday is Saturday.